Welcome to Pursuing Biblical Masculinity, a podcast where we explore God's Word to uncover the disciplines we need to live out our faith. Our goal is to help men not just know Scripture, but to enable them to put it into practice so they can stand firm in the faith. Today, we're continuing our series on the great men of our faith. We're looking at men who have stood up over the test of time, stood on Christian values, and really helped establish and lift up and reestablish these principles that we as Christians are to be known for. Last week we looked at Martin Luther, and today we're going to be looking at the life and work of John Owen. So John Owen was an English nonconformist. He was a theologian, a church leader, he was a chaplain, he was a politician, he was a writer, he was an educator, he worked as an administrator at the University of Oxford. He did a whole lot over his 67 year here on earth. He was born in 1616 in Standhampton, Oxfordshire, England, and he died in August of 1863 in Ealing, Middlesex, England. John Owen was known for a number of things. His father was a Puritan pastor. His brother became a Puritan pastor. He also was a Puritan pastor. He started in the Presbyterian Church, and then he was with the Nonconformist Church, and then eventually did make his way back to the Presbyterian Church. But he was not in line with the Church of England, which was very, very much Catholic in its theologies and in its practices. He's called by many to be the most prolific theologian of the 17th century. Some have even called him the John Calvin of England. He was a very bright student from an early age. At the age of 12, he was admitted to Queen's College in Oxford. He earned his BA degree in 1632 and his master's in 1635. So while he was this very brilliant man, he studied a lot. He was definitely gifted in the area of writing. His life was not always an easy life. He experienced a number of pain and frustration that God used in his life to shape his writings and his commentaries, whether it be on books of scripture or points of theological interest. John Owen had 11 children with his first wife, and 10 of those children actually died in infancy. And his only daughter that made it to adulthood died briefly after her marriage. And then he also lost his first wife. So he was a man that you could say was very acquainted with grief, but still was very passionate about the gospel and seeing England and Scotland and Ireland won for the cause of Jesus Christ. He's one of the most prolific writers of the 17th century. He's known for his Complete Works, which is a massive volume. There's 24 books in that volume alone. But also other books like The Death of the Death and the Death of Christ, which talks about the certainty of our salvation in Christ and what he did on the cross. He's got a book that is called A Discourse Concerning the Holy Spirit, where he's really one of the first theologians, modern theologians in our time, to really do an extensive work on the area of the Holy Spirit. And a book that has very much impacted my life by John Owen is a book called The Mortification of Sin. And this is really an area that he has impacted in the past, but also still impacting the church today. This area and this idea of personal holiness. This was something that the Puritans got really well. Living a life of piety, not just saying we are Christians, but being Christians in the way that we act, in the way that we live, that we are striving for that holiness in our lives. And that's really what the book, Mortification of Sin, is all about. Listen to this quote. He writes, "Do you mortify? Do you make it your daily work? Be always at it while you live. Cease not a day from this work. Be killing sin, or it will be killing you." We know the Bible takes sin seriously. We look at Scripture, we look in Romans, the wages of sin is death. And that's really what he's getting at in this book, that sin is serious. Sin is actively trying to kill us. And every single one of us has sin that we deal with in our lives. Whether it be lust, whether it be lying, whether it be anger, overwork, overeating, you name it. Not putting God first in our lives. I mean, that's a really, really simple sin that we commit way too often. And in this book, The Mortification of Sin, John Owen really goes deep into the problem of sin and the fact that if we are not actively trying to kill sin in our lives, sin is actively killing us. But there's hope, right? He also writes in that book that there is no way of deliverance from the state and condition of being in the flesh, but the Spirit of Christ. All of his work continually points us to the work and the person of Jesus Christ, that he is the one who helps us overcome the sin in our lives. We don't have the power or the authority to do it on our own, but in Christ we do. John Owen was also a politician. He was a man who was definitely out in the public eye. One of the things, after the English Civil War, he became a chaplain to Oliver Cromwell. And he worked alongside him. He was very much in the public eye, but he never backed down from his faith. He never took any of the bribes, even when Oliver Cromwell passed away and the monarchy came back in and they tried to pull him back in and said, well, if you conform to the ideas of the Church of England, you know, we'll pull you back in. But he wasn't willing to do that. And as a result, he watched many of the people around him be martyred for their faith because they were not willing to do that. And John Owen continued to write, continued to produce literature that's still impacting the church today. And I really think it's a man that a lot of us maybe haven't read in our current church upbringing, maybe because he's an English theologian, or maybe because we just haven't really put as much concern into learning from our forefathers maybe as we should in this culture. So other than scripture, it's important for us to go back and read these great men of faith. So I want to encourage you specifically to pick up, if you're going to pick up one book right now, pick up Mortification of Sin or listen to it from an audiobook, and allow the Lord begin to use that work and point you to his scripture to see the seriousness of our sin and what we need to be doing about it daily so that we're living and walking more towards Christ. John Owen was a great man of the faith. He is one of the greatest writers of Christendom. And though he walked through a number of fires and valleys in his life, he continued to seek after the Lord and seek the Lord's will be done in his life. And I think it's one of those men that we can look to and say, it's very important for us to study. It's very important for us to know what we believe and why we believe it so that we can stand firm in our faith like it tells us to do in Corinthians when these storms come our way. So one of the reasons we're doing this series, because it allows us to look at models, people who have walked the walk, who have lived out their faith in a way that honors the Lord. And if you're looking for somebody to walk with you, to encourage you, to minister to you, to coach you into being the man that God has called you to be, sign up for a free discovery session at reformedandredeemed.org. We are a Christian coaching company for men. We walk alongside you in your life to help you build those goals and help you achieve the things that God has called you to.